God, wave your hands. Something has just been birthed in the realm of the spirit. A liberty just arrived. An opening just happened. A breakthrough just happened. A deliverance just happened. A breakthrough just happened. Just now. Give him a big clap and a shout of praise. When the time permits, we are going to invite people for testimonies. And I believe that we shall receive yours. Give the Lord a clap as you take your seat. Proverbs chapter 10 again, verse 22. Father, thank you for the beauty of your presence. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Very quickly, we are looking at the subject, the content of the blessing of God. This is part two. And our objective is to understand what the blessing of God contains. The blessing of God is more than riches. It can make rich, but it's beyond riches. The blessing of God will do for a man what money can't do. It is possible and scriptural to be very rich because you are blessed. But riches doesn't bring the blessing. They don't bring the blessing. People with the blessing can have riches, but people with the riches may not have the blessing. What does the blessing carry? We looked at seven things in the first service. First of all was divine presence. that people who are blessed carry a palpable presence of God. Number two was divine direction and guidance. They are guided and assisted by God. These are things that money cannot produce. Number three was divine or supernatural favor. Something about the blessed makes you like them. You want to be around them. They have an attraction. Number four was divine preservation. God gives them the provision and He gives them the protection. Number five was divine health and vitality. God's wealth comes, God's health, wealth comes with health. He gives you the wealth, He gives you the health. That was number five. Number six is peace and joy. He maketh rich, addeth no sorrow. The people of the world, they have riches that have sorrow. Timothy said that day that Paul said to Timothy, they that will be rich will pierce themselves with many sorrows. Number seven is supernatural captivity turnaround. Captivity is torn. The same way that light is the answer to darkness, the blessing is the answer to the curse or captivity. We're going to look at seven other ones in this second service, which is more like the flip side of the ones we have seen before. And for this service, number one, or number eight as it may be, is divine visitation. The appearance or the visitation of God from time to time is the privilege of the blessed. Divine visitations, divine appearances, divine encounters. In Genesis, our first example is Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 7, we saw how that the Lord appeared unto Abraham. Chapter 17 of Genesis, verse 1, again, the Lord appeared unto Abraham when Abraham was 90 years old and 9. The Lord appeared to Abraham. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1, again, we saw, and the Lord appeared unto Abraham in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. Blessed people are candidates of divine appearances, divine visitations, divine encounters. Isaac will be our second example in Genesis 26 and in verse 2, when there was famine in the land, and the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. The Lord appeared unto him, and he appeared and brought direction. He appeared unto him. Third example, Jacob. Jacob had the company of angels, the host of heaven, appeared to him. In Genesis chapter 32 and in verse 1 and in verse 2, he said, and Jacob went on his way and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. That is God's escort, God's company. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Now, the appearance of God is the disappearance of calamity. Every divine visitation is for human elevation. Divine visitation comes for human elevation. Divine visitation comes for destiny transformation. God does not visit like some people visit you and it's a problem visitation. Every divine encounter comes to counter the forces of evil, to counter evil, and to make our lives to count. And I speak and I decree the blessing of God upon the life of someone here this morning. And I decree every manifestation of evil in your life in this service today disappears in the name of Jesus. I decree an elevation that is coming to the life of somebody by the blessing of his presence here today. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. Number two, content of the blessing is divine wisdom or ideas. Divine wisdom. This will be number two here and number eight overall. Divine wisdom or divine ideas. The wisdom of God is contained in the blessing of God. When a man is blessed, you have ideas that are unnatural. You have inspiration that are unearthly. Until people begin to wonder, where did you know this from? How did you come about this? We have not taken full advantage of the blessing yet. Many of us are blessed and we are still doing the normal thing that everybody is doing. We just think that we must follow the crowd and do what is normal and regular. We see the example number one in Jacob. When Laban tried to defraud him, Jacob received the wisdom from heaven in Genesis chapter 30 and in verse 37 that he used to literally establish for himself a flock in the household of Laban. He took him rows of green poplar, of hazel and chestnut tree and peeled white streaks in them and made them the white appear and so on and so forth and so on. Who taught him? How did he know? Where did he read that? He read that from nowhere. It came by the inspiration of God. And that gave him his portion in the house of Laban. Example again. Second example will be Joseph. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 33, all the way to verse 36. How Jacob prescribed for Pharaoh a modality of conserving food for 14 years. Then, not now, no refrigeration. How to gather food, perishable food, tomato, potato, and all those things for 14 solid years. It could only have come by the wisdom of God, by that wisdom. And of course, you saw in the book of Acts chapter 7 verse 10, where the Bible was recording concerning Joseph. He said, God, he delivered him out of all his afflictions and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. That is speaking about Joseph. Part of the things that made Joseph to rule in Egypt was wisdom. And the wisdom came from the blessing of God. I see wisdom coming for somebody here. Third example, they blessed Solomon. Solomon, King Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23, all the way to verse 24. We saw how Solomon practically ruled the world. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And as they sought to him, they brought their silver, every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments and armor and spices and horses and mules, a rate year by year. He literally ruled the world by the wisdom of God. Am I communicating here? Whenever the blessing of God is upon you, he gives you world governing wisdom, territory commanding wisdom, world governing. You have the capacity to govern your generation, to be in charge of a territory by the wisdom of God. You know, wisdom, the wisdom of God is the key to the stardom of man. Wisdom brings stardom. Wisdom brings freedom. And wisdom places you over your kingdom. So it is wisdom for stardom, for freedom, and for the kingdom. Am I communicating at all? Meaning of that is wisdom places you in your domain. You are not a stranger, a struggler, a placeless entity looking for place to find. The wisdom places you where you belong.
There are people seated here today before this month is over. And by the release of the blessing of God on this blessing Sunday, the wisdom that will place you where you belong is coming your way. Is there somebody saying amen? Shout it like a believer. Say after me, I am too blessed. Are you ready for this? Say, I am too blessed to be a dummy. I am too blessed to be a dummy. I am too blessed to be a dullard. I am too blessed to be stupid. I am too blessed. I am too blessed. I am too blessed. I am too blessed to be a joker. I am too blessed. Somebody's children is moving from the back of the class to the front of the class. Somebody's mental frequency is shifting to the next level. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Is somebody getting anything here today? Say amen. Please be seated. So is divine wisdom or divine ideas comes by the wisdom of God. Number three is divine provision or supernatural supplies. Divine provision or supernatural supplies. The blessing of God maketh rich. It magnetizes resources. It maketh rich. It magnetizes resources. We just read that in Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 22. When you are blessed of the Lord, scarcity is not your portion. Poverty and bankruptcy is not your portion. Except you are not fulfilling the demands of the blessing. Scarcity, poverty, bankruptcy, empty-handedness, wretchedness, begging is never your portion. Somebody say loud amen. You see how blessed Abraham was? That's our first example here. Genesis chapter 13 verse 2. And Abraham was very poor. In nothing. In rags. And roaches. No. Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. That was the blessed Abraham. Genesis 24 and in verse 1, it said, Abraham was old and the Lord, and well stricken in age, and the Lord has blessed him in some things, in all things. Isaac, Genesis 26 verse 12 to verse 14. You saw Isaac in Genesis 26, then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. That was the blessed Isaac. What of Jacob? We just talked about Jacob now in Genesis chapter 30 and in verse 43. Genesis 30 and in verse 43. And the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle and men servants. And camels and asses. Do you understand that? That God wants to bring you to a point where you are beyond survivor. Thank God I have a good car. Thank God I have a good house. Thank God I have gotten my visa to go to America and Paris. Thank God I've got this, I've got that. Thank God I have got that. All that realm is survivor. And we should thank God for survivor. Did you hear what I just said? I have my house. I'm not renting a house anymore. I have my car. In fact, I changed to a new car. A big SUV. I've been giving my visas to go to Paris and US and all of that. And praise the Lord, that we're not lacking food at all at home. That is survival. You are not a poor man, but you are surviving. You know the blessing? When at least 10 people, 20 people are feeding from your hand. You can shift it further to 100 people, 1,000 people. There is a family praying for you because you are the reason why their father is paying their school fees. I shall bless you and you shall survive. Is that what he said? And thou shalt be until you have been a blessing. You are not truly blessed yet. Until you have become a blessing. I am not just talking about you are giving people welfare and they are assisting them to feed. There are people, you are their breadwinner. They have monthly salary because of you. And I don't care what level you be a blessing. Let me tell you a story. One day, it was in our church in Area 1. One of the young ladies who was the cleaner in church. I saw her and I saw a young man standing with her. She was talking and transacting with the young man. She's a cleaner in the one of the cleaners, paid cleaner. And I said to her, how are you doing? Who is this person? She said, he works for me. She is cleaning in church. Has somebody working for her. I said, what work? He said, he sells recharge card for me. And I pay him out of it. I couldn't recover from that. So it's not a matter of where you are. A cleaner can be blessed. And be a blessing to their generation. Am I communicating at all? Any level you are in life, there can be another person whose life is being enhanced because of you. If you understand the mentality of the blessing. I announce to somebody here today, God is about, he said he had maid servants, female servants, men servants, maid servants, household staff. Employees, female employees, male employees. That was the blessing of Jacob. The same with the blessing of Isaac. He had a great store of servants. In verse 14 of Genesis 26, and the Philistines envied a great store of servants. He had a reservoir of employees. The same with Abraham. Abraham armed his trained servants. That were born in his house. Genesis 14:14. 318. 318 people born in his house. It's not all of them. It is those that he recruited to be soldiers. Out of all those born in his house. 318. Not 3. Not 38. 318. Born in his house means that those people have siblings and they have parents. Mother and father plus all these children all eating from Abraham's table. At that time he didn't have his own child yet. You will be blessed. I announce to somebody, you are, today is Blessing Sunday. So it's important you understand this. God is about to bless you beyond your wildest imagination. He's about to bless you beyond the wildest imaginations of your adversaries. He's about to bless you beyond the wildest imagination of the devil. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It's supernatural supplies. Please, go beyond survival. Go beyond personal achievement. And move to the realms of generational impact. Let somebody succeed. Because of you. Lift your voice and say amen. Say, Father, help me, Lord, to be a blessing to my generation. Help me, Lord, to be a blessing
to my generation. Lord, I don't just want to be blessed. I don't just want to survive. I want to be a blessing to my generation. I want to be a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Did you see this Proverbs chapter 12, verse 9? He that is despised, look down on me, but I have a servant. Don't think I am anything, but at least somebody is surviving from me. He that is despised and has a servant is better than he who honoreth himself. And at the end, he still lacketh bread. You don't think I am anything, but I'm paying somebody's salary. You don't think I'm anything, but somebody is eating from my table. I am better than you who have all the money you want and you honor yourself. But at the end of the day, you are still lacking bread. Can you see how God values the ability for us to impact the lives of our generation? You will never be a survivor. You will never just survive. You will be a blessing. Somebody say a loud amen. Let us move quickly. What number is this? All right. Number 4 is divine life or longevity. The blessing of God prolongs the life of the blessed. The blessing of God. Now, look at Psalm 133 from verse 1. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed, even Aaron's bed, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. And what is that blessing? Even life forevermore. The blessing of God carries the life of God. It carries the life of the giver. You remember Genesis chapter 1 verse 26? And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, our image like us. And after he made man like himself, so God made man in verse 27, in his image, God created man in his image, and after his likeness, and then God blessed them. You see, so the blessing of God is the carrier of the life of God. What does that life do? Just gives you longevity. Abraham lived, Genesis chapter 25 verse 7 and 8. Genesis chapter 25 verse 7 and 8. Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 7 and in verse 8. And these are the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 103 and 15, that's 175 years. And Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, 175 years old. What about Isaac? Genesis 35 verse 28 and 29. Isaac also the blessed, and the days of Isaac were 104, that's 180. Abraham was 175, Isaac was 180. What of Moses? Deuteronomy 34 and in verse 7, Deuteronomy 34 and in verse 7, and Moses was 120 years old. Abraham 175, Isaac 180, Moses 120, when he died, and his eyes were not dim, and his natural force were not reduced. When you are blessed, you are not permitted to be cut short by the spirit of premature death
in your father's house. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? The blessing of God forbids you from being cut short like others who are cut short in your family, in your lineage, in your community, and in your family. And I am standing here with the same blessing declaration. You shall fulfill your days. You will not be cut short before your time. You cannot die like others died. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands and say, I shall fulfill my days. I cannot die like others died. The blessing is upon my life to fulfill my days. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. You shall fulfill your days. It is divine life. Number 5 is supernatural strength and might. The blessing of God imparts an unusual level of energy on the carrier. Energy, strength. What we call kakrakarity. I'm sure you know it. Kakrakarity. The way an Iroko tree stands, kakraka. Hey! I think that word should be included in the English dictionary. Because it describes it more than anything else. Hallelujah. Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 7. Deuteronomy 34 and in verse 7. He was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim. His natural force, his strength was not reduced. He was a carrier of the blessing of God. At the age of 90, Abraham led an army into war. Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, all the way. He armed his trained servant and then went to battle. Born in Joseph 318 and pursued them unto that. He was running after the army of how many nations? This guy was almost 90. Look at verse 15. He divided himself. And he divided himself against them. The troop was divided. He and his servants by night and smote them. When last did you see a 90-year-old man in the military? In fact, if you want to join army at the age of 50, you are interested, but you are interested too late. You want to die, they job you for just a few hours, you are confirmed dead. Young men are running away, not to talk of 50. Do you understand? Abraham in his 90s. When God told him to sacrifice Isaac, at this time now, he gave birth to Isaac at the age of 100. Isaac is a teenager of almost 19 or thereabouts. So you are looking at a man of almost 120 years old. He laid the wood on the altar and carried the boy. He bound him, his son, and laid him on the altar. Even a 7-year-old child, is it easy to carry him and tie him like that? That was the kind of strength that these blessed people carry. That was the kind of strength that these people walked in. Genesis 22 verse 9, Abraham did that in that place. And then, of course, you remember David. He was a young man in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And in verse 34, when he decided to go against Goliath. Do you know the meaning? Do you know the reason why you need energy? It takes energy to fulfill destiny. Daniel 11:32, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Exploit is for the strong, not the weak. Weak people can't make much impact. You need physical strength, mental strength, emotional strength. You know what I mean by emotional strength? Those kind of people that are crying all the time can't achieve nothing with their lives. There are people, the tears is just hanging on the surface like this. See what is happening? Say, somebody insulted me in church. Insulted. You are crying. And what is the insult? Was the insult announced on CNN? Very, very weak. Every little thing. They permanently organize pity party. Pity. With three people in attendance. Me, myself, I. Your pity party. The whole world is against me. I don't know why everything is falling. I don't know. You don't have the time. You don't have the time to lament like this. You don't lament things you can't amend. Rise up and move forward. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. You must make up your mind that no devil will catch your tears. Devil will catch your tears. No devil will catch your tears. I've been married for 27 to 28 years. My wife, if she has caught my tears, it was compassion for an afflicted soul, worship, that's all. That the devil did this or that. Is the devil that will be shedding the tears. That devil said this or said that. It's only that devil that will shed the tears. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You need strength, physical strength, emotional strength, mental strength, intellectual strength, spiritual strength to fry witches. To fulfill your destiny, I announce to somebody here today, every spell of weakness on your life expires now. Every spell of weakness in any area of your life, it expires now. Shout the loudest, amen. I announce the devil will never catch your tears. He will never catch the tears of anybody. Related, associated, or connected with this mission. Shout the Lord and say, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The first day my mother saw me weeping on television in worship. As I was crying here, she was crying at home. She said, this boy. Nothing can make him cry. What is now making him to cry? So I called her to explain to her later. She said, no, it's not a bad cry, my son. It's worship. So, okay, as I was crying, she was crying there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strength is your portion. Number 6, which is number 13, I believe, is now divine settlement and stability. The blessing of God settles people. It makes life stable. It gives you settlement. It gives you stability. It also gives you results that are stable. When people are not blessed, they can rise today and crash tomorrow. I mean, when people get things that is not from the blessing, or people step into the blessing but they step out of it, by their own actions. Can have up today, down tomorrow. Nothing is settled. Nothing is stable. Nothing can be confirmed. You can't guarantee anything about their lives. But the blessing of the Lord gives you results that are stable. It settles you. And as I speak of settlement right now, I am speaking to a young lady, a young man, trusting God for marital settlement. I declare it is done. Trusting God for employment settlement, for settlement in business and financial settlement. It is done. One other person watching and trusting God for settlement in ministry. It is done. Say a louder amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. God gave Abraham settlement by the blessing. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 5. He was an unstable person. Nothing was certain in his life. 75-year-old man still in his father's house. Until God visited him with a blessing. And God settled him. God settled Solomon with a blessing. In 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 12. 1 Kings chapter 2. Then sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father. And his kingdom was established greatly. His kingdom was established greatly. God gave him settlement by the blessing that was upon his life. One more time. Everyone here today who is unstable and unsettled, I prophesy settlement. And I prophesy stability. I see all the congregation all over the world, from Manchester, from Liverpool, everywhere across the world, within Nigeria and outside. Zambia and all of you watching. All right, I hear that the first graduates of the foundation class in Zambia, they are graduating today. I congratulate all of you graduating in Dunamis International Gospel Center, Lusaka, Zambia today. And I prophesy upon you stability everywhere you are. Stability in the name of Jesus. Stability. What move other people in your family will never move you. Your father went up and crashed. You shall go up and up. That amen is not a good amen. People in your family went up and crashed. You will go up and up and up and up and up. You are saying amen. Shout a louder believers. Amen. And this is very interesting, and that is number 7. Please take your seat. Finally, is divine restoration. The blessing of the Lord is responsible for restoration for lives and restoration for destinies. Meaning, anything the devil took from you is refundable by the blessing. If the devil took your health, if the devil took your favor, if the devil took your liberty, if the devil stole your money and stole your wealth and your riches, he took your mind, if the devil took your family, whatever, he took your mantle and took your favor, I decree restoration.
What the enemy has stolen, they are found. It doesn't matter what men say. The word of God is true. What the enemy has stolen, they are found.
Even for some people here, what he took from your father's house and from your family, your generational inheritance. Do you know that Abraham's father took a journey that he couldn't finish? Genesis chapter 11 verse 31 and verse 32. And Terah, that is Abraham's father, took Abraham his son. And Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son. And Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. That man took a journey. Destiny was calling him. There was something between his family and Canaan. There was an inheritance on for his lineage in Canaan. But he came to Haran and dwelt there. And in verse 32, the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran without reaching Canaan. Do you understand that? Whether he saw success and stopped, saw battle and stopped, saw failure and stopped, or was resisted by a demonic force, nobody knew. But he was going to Canaan. He died in Haran. And God came later and said to his son Abraham, where your father could not reach, I want you to go there. And in Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 5, Abraham picked up himself, and Abraham took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, the same that his father had attempted, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten, in Haran, where his father stopped. He moved from there, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan. Hey! Somebody say restoration. Say louder, restoration. I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus the resurrected Lord. Your family's inheritance, spiritual inheritance, prophetic inheritance, is about to be delivered into your hands. By the blessing of the Lord, the journey your father could not finish, you shall finish it. The journey other people in your family could not finish, you shall finish it. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are saying amen, say a believer, say amen. Look at your neighbor, say restoration is your portion. In the blessing. Say you shall finish the journey. Give the Lord a shout of victory as you take your seat. Did somebody get anything there at all? Second example will be Job. Job chapter 42, verse 10, and then verse 12. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Verse 12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep. He used to have 7,000. 6,000 camels. He used to have 3. And 1,000 yoke of oxen. He used to have 500. And 1,000 she asses. If you read chapter 1, verse 2, you will see the number of all these things that Job. Verse 3, you see the number of all these things that Job had. Exact double. The one that was 500 became 1,000. The one that was 7,000 became 14,000. Twice. Accurate God. Precise God. From 7,000 to 14,000. Not 14,001. Not 13,900. Maybe you are here, you were influential before. Your potential was big before. And the devil decided to crash you to zero. By the blessing with which I speak. You are not just returning back to where you were. You are going back minimum double. The minimum of double of what you have. The minimum of double of what you lost. The minimum of double of what you lost. Shout the loudest. Amen. By God. And your God shall give you double for your trouble. Say amen. Say it louder, amen. Say the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. What is the way of the blessing? For the sake of time. It's the same thing we looked at in the first service. Is a way of the covenant walk with God. Covenant walk. The God of Abraham,
Isaac, Jacob. The God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Jehovah, the man of war. His mercies endureth forever and ever. So praise his holy name. Covenant. Who kept covenant? With Job, David, Solomon. Covenant, as I said in the first service, is commitment with sacrifice. You are committed to God, and that commitment involves sacrificial living. Gather my sins together. Genesis, Psalm 50, verse 5. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. In covenant, three things are involved. I said that in the first service. Nothing comes between you and God. Second, nothing takes the place of God in your life. Nothing, nothing, not a man, not a woman, not money, not work. Nothing comes between you and God. Nothing takes the place of God in your life. And thirdly, nothing is too big to give up for God. Nothing. When God asked Abraham to give Isaac, have it. Anybody who is struggling with paying tithe, 10%, he hasn't started. Because that is minimum. That is kindergarten. The walk of covenant. Everybody who knows you know you with God. Even the devil can testify about your relationship with God. It's covenant. Number two is obedience. Obedience to divine instruction. Whether it's the instruction for kingdom service, instruction for soul winning. Do you remember what I said one time? That every situation of frustration indicates that either there is an instruction that has not been received, or there is an instruction that has not been obeyed. Peter toiled all night and caught nothing. That frustration lasted until instruction came. And frustration turned to celebration. Either there is an instruction yet to be received, there is something God wants to say you haven't heard, or there is something you have heard you haven't obeyed. You will hear correctly. And the grace to obey accurately is released upon you. Obedience of divine instruction. And number three is kingdom service. You shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless your bread and your water. And he will take sickness away from the midst of you. If you are ready to serve the Lord your God, he is ready to bless your bread and your water, and take away sickness from the midst of you, and ensures that nothing cast their young or be barren among us. Serve the Lord. Don't ever be too big to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord in traffic control. One of the things that my father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, emphasizes so much, that every category of person you are, serve the Lord. So you see VCs washing toilet. You see judge, high court judge, sanctuary cleaner. You see billionaire on the road controlling traffic. And this multiplies the results. Multiplies. I know of those in this church handling things at various levels. In 60, 70s, both in Nigerian currency and foreign currency. Various places of service. First of all, it imparts you humility. It just makes you to know that the things you are seeing is not by your power. It gives you that impartation first.
Because it takes humility to sustain authority. It also takes humility to actually sustain prosperity. Am I communicating? It impacts that first. And then let God know that I am not too big to serve you. I'm not too big to clean the church. I am not too big to be an usher. Kingdom service is not for small boys. I know of people financially loaded. Some who could tithe in 6 zeros every week. Prayer band. So and so department. That department. Beloved, it's a new day. I see myself as a lifetime servant of God. Not servant of God in terms of preacher servant. Servant of God. There are many things I want to do that the people around me struggle for. I want to pick people on the road. I find it difficult to drive past the paper on the ground. I want to do ushering work. I want to sing in the choir. But I have many things to do as well. I have to prepare the sermon. My growing up as a child of God, before I became a pastor, I was almost in every department. I would attend prayer band meeting. I would go out on evangelism with evangelism people. I was already in the choir. You don't know what to do with yourself. When God sees you faithful, Proverbs 28 verse 20, He will make you to abound with a blessing. It's somebody's day. Please don't be an executive Christian. Leg folding in church Christian. Seat struggling Christian. Show to God that you appreciate the gift of life. Show to God that no matter how big He makes you in this world, you will not be too big to serve Him. And you start it now. That even if you make me the president of the world, if I was an usher before, I would still stand and do ushering work. I would still stand and clean the sanctuary. Do it. I believe that the Lord will help us. Some of us who have title as pastor, as minister, I'm talking to Dunamis worldwide. Deacon, elder, whatever be the title. Let the title not stop you from carrying out tasks. Tasks. Where you are still doing one or two things as a child of God. Even if you are a pastor, you were first a Christian. You are a child of God before you became a man of God. And how many of you know that no matter how old you are, in the eyes of your parents, you are still a baby. That's how we are in the sight of the Ancient of Days. We are all babies. So let's carry out our duty as children. And you will never run out of the blessing. I announce to somebody today, the beginning of your blessing is now. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Stand on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Amen at the top of your voice. Will you lift up your two hands and lift your hands and appreciate Him for His word to you today? Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. Mekadesh, thank you.
in the name of Jesus. Are you blessed today? Lift your hands and pray these prayers after me and say, first prayer and say after me, say, Father. If you recorded the first service prayers, you can place them back on the screen. Otherwise, we'll reinvent the wheel. Say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. To you alone be all the glory. In the name of Jesus. Move to the next prayer. Say, Father, thank you for your word today. To you be all the glory. Say, Father, I have come before you today. I receive your help, your grace, and your mercy to walk in the covenant of the supernatural blessing of God. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. For you today, I receive your help, I receive your grace, I receive your mercy to walk in the covenant of the supernatural blessing of God. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, lift your voice and let's take the second prayer. Say, Father, I receive the grace to obey divine instructions. If there is any instruction I'm not obeying, open my eyes to see it now. So I can obey completely and totally. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace for obedience of instructions. I receive now. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' precious name. Now say, Father, I receive the grace to be committed, dedicated, and faithful to kingdom service. Help me, Lord, to serve you dedicatedly in your work and assignment in the house and in soul winning. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, I receive the grace to be committed, dedicated, and faithful to kingdom service. Help me, Lord, to serve you dedicatedly in your work and in your assignment in the house and in soul winning. I receive the grace now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I receive the grace to be committed, the grace to be dedicated, the grace to be faithful to kingdom service. Help me, Lord, to serve you dedicatedly in your work and in your assignment, in the house and in soul winning. I receive that grace now, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Father, establish your blessing on our nation and deliver us from every curse of darkness. Say after me, say, Father,
we ask
that you will establish your blessing upon our nation, Nigeria, and deliver us from every curse of darkness, oppression, bloodshed, backwardness, stagnation, banditry, kidnapping, terrorism. We receive the release of your blessing
on our nation right now, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. How many of you want God to use you as the face of the blessing? Do you know the meaning is? When people see you, they shouldn't be asking, what does it mean to be blessed? How many of you know that there are people you see, what comes to your mind is, God, the devil is bad. That will never be your portion. But there are others like you that people see and they say, God, God is good. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 9. Their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, our children and ourselves. They will know us among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. And all that see us will acknowledge us, that we are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Father, use me to advertise your goodness. Use me to advertise your blessing. Let the world see me and know that the blessing of God is real. Are you ready? Lift your voice and say, Father, I ask that you will make me a visible representative of your goodness and blessing to my generation. Use me to show the world that you are a good God. Use me to advertise your goodness to this generation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, I ask that you will make me a visible representative of your goodness and blessing to my generation. Use me to show the world that you are a good God. Use me to advertise your goodness to this generation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Flood situation in Lokoja, and we are going to ask God to intervene in that flood situation. He said, he gave to the sea his spoken word. Can you place it on the screen? Job 38, 8 to 11. Who has shut up the sea with doors when it break forth as if it has issued out of the womb? When I made a cloud a garment thereof, and take darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set the bars and doors on the sea, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further, and here
shall thy proud waves be stayed. Every flooding situation in the river bodies of this nation, the river Niger, the river Benue, and all the way to river Tara, anywhere there is flood, we declare, peace be still. Pray the prayers is on the screen. Say after me, say, Father,
we decree
to the flooding situation in Nigeria and around the world, in Pakistan, we decree thus far and no further. We command the arrest of the flood situation around the country. Now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Jesus, the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. We are going to ask God by the blessing of the Lord, everyone under captivity, here, spiritual, mental, emotional, financial, captivity in any realm, we command it broken right now. Everyone connected, related, associated with us, in the captivity of bandits, terrorists, kidnappers, in the captivity of ritual killers, we command them released now. Lift your voice and say, Father,
we decree today
for anyone connected, associated, and related with this commission that is in any form of captivity, spiritual, physical, mental, banditry, terrorism, we command this captivity broken now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak. Father, let your glory, the angel that set Peter free from captivity, to set these people free now. In the name of Jesus. It is broken. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we thank you because we are here. At the early phase of this ministration, at the beginning of the service, there were people who were healed and had encounters, and even in the course of the world, something happened to you. Please step forward and let us know what it is. While that is happening, lift up your hands and just receive his touch right now. Lift your hands high, people.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord.
No tender voice like thine
can please afford.
I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me now,
my Savior,
I
The door, the prison, the gate of the prison has just gotten open and somebody is out. That neck affliction is healed. That demon of wretchedness has just been roasted out of your life. The spirit of empty-handedness and poverty, borrowing permanently, I declare that spell is broken. An ancestral spell, mother borrowing father, but it's just in the line. I declare it broken right now. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up.
I need you.
And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my peace.
For beyond. Check your seat, people.
Sir, the evangelist Samuel in Ghana has a very drastic encounter about Nigeria. Yes, in Ghana. In Ghana.
Yes, in Ghana. Evangelist in Ghana, yes.
The details are so much, I want him to take it himself.
Okay. I saw a hands dragging the map and the flag of Nigeria. The map is folded in the flags. So all of the sudden, the senior pastor appeared with a light and said, "Bring it here." So immediately they brought the map appeared in the hands of the senior pastor. So all of the sudden, the senior pastor gave it to somebody. When he gave the map and that is wrapped, all of the sudden the map become white with the flags. It become white and he give it to somebody. And when he give it, the man received the map and the flag, he turned his back. So when he turned his back, the people that are dragging rush back to him and to collect the map from him. And he turned again. When he turned to the senior pastor again, the people stopped. And he turned again the second time. The people rushed him again. The third time, he turned again to the senior pastor. The people were unable to come close and drag the flag again. All of a sudden, I saw that he appeared on the presidential villa trying to sit on the chair. And all of a sudden, somebody went and took the chair away from him. And the senior pastor appeared again with the light. And he said, "Bring the chair here." And then the senior pastor received the chair. And then he kept the chair. And the man sat on the chair. And automatically, I saw all of a sudden, I saw a book, 21 Foolish Things People Do. So when the senior pastor opened the book, I saw chapter 16. He opened it again, I saw chapter 18. He opened it again, I saw chapter 21. And the senior pastor said, don't go away from God. And all of a sudden, I saw myself here again. When he anointed the place, when the senior pastor anointed the man and anointed the presidential villa and prayed, all of a sudden we appeared here on the church. I saw the angel of the Lord distributing gifts. When he distributed gifts to the people, my turn now, I did not receive anything. I begin to cry. Give me my own. Give me my own. I cannot see it. I cannot go the same. And then he showed me, he said, okay, take your own. But it is a writing. And he said, do you understand this? I say, no. I say, only thing I know is I saw my name there. And he said, take it to my Lord's servant. And I can write the, but I don't know what this thing is. That is the
somebody drastic. That is very drastic.
So drastic.
And very, very, very direct. Now there are many, many more that we cannot share publicly. There are many, many, many more that we cannot share publicly until the right time. Can you bring the book 21 Foolish Things or the ICT to place those chapters on the screen? 16, 18, 21 would be insightful. The foolish things people do. Somebody lift your voice and say, Father, your perfect will for Nigeria shall be done. Say, Father, what you have positioned, what you have decided,
what you have designed
for Nigeria, no power from hell shall contend it. No power from hell shall confront it. No power from hell shall battle it. Lift your voice and pray that prayer. Say, Father, what you have decided and designed for Nigeria, no power from hell shall contend it. No power from hell shall confront it. No power from hell shall battle it. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like. Please, let's take the other ones. Because you are great. If you are ready, media, you let us know. Or the physical book is here, let us know. Yes, tell us.
This is Brother Edward. This testimony actually took place in the first service. He said he came with a severe pain on his stomach that has lasted for the past 7 years, radiating all the way to the back. The moment he took the communion, that pain disappeared instantly. And he's here to give God the praise.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands.
Sister Winifred, family has been battling with spirit of poverty, so much so that they eat from hand to mouth. Early hour this morning in the dream, she saw herself being dressed in dirty, smelly rags, and pigs chased after her. She ran to the church and woke up in that dream. And when she entered the church this morning, I was the word that came from God's servant. Said she fell into a trance and saw the dirty smelly rag be removed and replaced with a beautiful garment.
Congratulations. Every spirit of wretchedness. O This man is from Borno State, and he saw a writing in the realm of the spirit. While that revelation was going on, that he wrote that he doesn't know the meaning, but he has written it down, and it is a language that we understand. The first two words says the owner of heaven and earth. So we're about to just decode the balance. That is, the owner of heaven and earth is involved in what we are talking about. I think it's the way he wrote the balance. So after the service, you just write it out clearly, and then it will be fully decoded. Now, let's see. It's not page. Is it page or chapter? The 21 foolish things people do. Chapter 16. Forgetting your root. Chapter 18, reliance on natural wisdom. Chapter 21, hearing without action. This is matter finished. I'm sure you know what is being said. Everybody understand. All right. Action will be taken accordingly. According to what has been reflected. What an incredible God. Can you stand up on your feet, everybody? Wow. 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 Father, we give you the praise. Thank you for settling our matter. And thank you because we shall not be victims of the 21 foolish things. 16, 18, 21. And all the others. And our leaderships will not be victims of the same. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise. This is incredible. This is incredible. Please sit down. He saw it well.
Yes, sir. This is Brother Blessed Elijah. He said in the course of the worship, his eyes were opened, where he saw an angel appeared with people opening their hands like this, and the angel was dropping golds in the...
Angels were dropping. Stand up on your feet and receive your gold. Stretch your two and say, Father, I receive my own gold.
My own gold.
Now. Open your mouth and pray. I receive.
Ekete le tonde le bahando sarabaya, rekete le tete nda le bahando kadi alabra, irasise ketalito ne beratonda ya, ikela mbrende kondo sitete le baya, enano sandili gala brande kombe beresiata. Kaladoko Shetani Ferrandeke Melunaza, Elande Kabrashi Kalate Kezo Kotile, Rande Bekulape Kalahado Kedeligra Gadusia Tali, Lima Mano, Sandeli Kalahadia, and Shetelita, Likile Brando Kovaya, and Rasha Tali Telekide, Lakode Lepekadiga, La Sode Ketelia, Inamama Manasi de Lebregaton Sakotelevo, Rasha Dabala.
Yes.
This is Sister Alice. See, for 5 years, she used to see a wall standing before her anytime she knelt down to pray. But today, in the course of the ministration, a being appeared and destroyed that wall. And I asked her, what has been your life? Since she used to be stagnated and limited. But she saw
that wall of limitation is broken. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. The wall of limitation is broken. We have several other people standing here, and I'm not sure we might be able to take all of them right now because of time. All your testimonies are permanent. Miracles are established. Dance your way back to your seat.
This kind God, oh, I never see a typo.
This kind God, oh, I never see your type.
This kind God, oh, blessed be your holy name.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. We have seen incredible things today, and more and more and more and more to come. While this is on, everywhere you are today, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want to say to me, Pastor, I want my sins forgiven. I want to be a Christian. I want to be genuinely saved. I don't want to assume that I go to church. I want to be genuinely saved. Stand up on your feet and pick up your bags, your Bibles, and come forward here and be the first person to come and say, Pastor, I've heard the message, I've seen the miracles, and I want to surrender myself to God. I want to give myself to God. I give you the count of 10. Be the first to come. One.
I have decided to follow two. Jesus Christ. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. If no one joins me, still I will follow. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ.
I have decided to follow, to follow. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. If no one joins me, still I will follow.
I have decided to follow Jesus Christ.
I have decided.
I have decided to follow Jesus Christ.
I have decided to follow Jesus Christ.
And you want the addiction to be broken? Also, pick your Bibles and your bags. Addicted to tobacco smoking, marijuana, alcohol, Indian hemp, fraud, gambling, and every such lifestyle, and you want the yoke broken. Quickly stand up on your feet, pick your Bibles and your bags, and step forward here and let us receive you. I'm tired. I've come out like this before, but I want that negative lifestyle broken. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and step forward here.
If no one joins me,
one.
Still I will follow.
Still count up to five.
I
two.
To follow Jesus. I
three. give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Be glorified, Lord, and be honored, Lord, in Jesus' name. Those of you in the front here, place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you in Jesus' name.